Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
61 to the home run king, Roger Maris.
There it goes! Number 60!
Well, you know you're real close to something, you're going to try and gun for it.
Number 61, he ties Roger Maris.
This is something special, but we're not done yet.
Ready, waiting, anxious. High fly ball, deep left. He's done it! 62! Aaron Judge is the American League single-season home run leader. Case closed.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more. Lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You can find us right there. We're also on ESPNU. We're also on your smart speakers. We're also on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also download the podcast. But the app, man, you can listen live wherever you are. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, we got a lot to get into.
Was the Ja Rule song for me? Is that what we're doing? Or did it just really fit?
That's a fresh song.
It's a fresh song. I just want to know if it was a slight by you.
It's for New York.
No, the bit's not. It's never over, kid. It's just personal between Yates,
who's on the board now.
I'm not. I know we have other things to talk about.
So anytime Yates ever plays Ja Rule, you got a problem?
Yes, I have a problem with it now.
Well, maybe I should just make a playlist about
it. So, Jay, okay, so why do you have a problem? I don't understand.
No, I don't need to get into it. I just wanted to state that for the record.
Jay remembers every slight ever.
I told you I'm petty.
You file it away. One of the most petty dudes I ever met in my life.
Ask right, Cameron.
Baby. Yeah, ask Cameron.
Cameron Maybin, former MLB player and Yes Network analyst.
Cameron.
Jay, you not feeling Ja Rule, man?
So Cam,
you know who Cam would be. You know who Cam would be? Cameron.
Let's be real about that. Let's do this, Cam. You ready? So if you were on air with two of your other co-hosts, and your co-host was like, yo, like, I'm Jay-Z, and Cam, like, you're Ja Rule. How would you take that?
I'd probably be kind of upset, man. I'm sorry. I'd be a little offended.
That's all.
Why,
that's all,
though, Cam?
Jay-Z, Ja Rule? I mean, that's no all. Offense. I love Ja Rule. But come on, Jay-Z,
But to
Ja,
be fair, on, to be fair, at one point, Key gave him yay, and Jay was like, I don't want it. And then Key said, fine, I'll be yay. You could be Jay-Z.
No, he gave me yay 10 minutes
I'm
after
I'm with you,
though,
Key. Come on, baby.
He wanted to be Jay-Z out the gate. Cool, you Jay-Z, I'll be Kanye. Not a big deal. I don't get that. Doesn't matter to me. My bed is soft. My pillow is
They both
perfect.
Making billions. That's
what I was trying to tell him.
But see, Cam, when your boy
one a little bit more sane than the other one, but you know.
Yo, well, let's not get into.
That's a whole other conversation. We want to talk about Aaron Judge and the home run.
Right, now we're see, Cam, now speaking, you brought it back.
Speaking right, of yay, yeah, yeah,
get back to
be involved.
We don't want to talk about. We don't want to talk about the three brothers
YPL,
on the show right
no,
now.
Talk about.
Wait, who am I? You never answered.
Who are you?
Yeah. Who are you?
Man, just
Machine Gun Kelly.
No, chill. Cool G Rap. All right, now listen. You look up Cool G Rap, Cameron. You're a little bit young for that. All right, listen. What has impressed you the most about Aaron Judge's historic 62 home run record-breaking season?
Well, take a second to think about the history of baseball. Think about the game. 122 years of American League baseball, and Aaron Judge has the most home runs ever. So that alone, when you talk about the history of the game, when you talk about the greats, the legends, baseball royalty, for him to sit along, you know, as the AL home run king, as Michael K, you know, alluded to last night. I mean, how does it get more special than that? Unless he goes out and gets three hits today, and Luis Arraez, you know, doesn't get a knock, and he becomes a triple crown winner, hitting 60 plus homers. That's the only way I think it gets, you know, even more special than it already is.
Cam, when you look at the 62 home runs versus the Barry Bonds 73, what's more legit in the record books to you?
I love that you asked that question, Key. I've thought about it all morning long. I woke up thinking about this whole thing, and the first thing that came to my mind is how special this is for the game of baseball, a game that's had kind of a dark cloud over it as far as the PED era goes. So you have a guy like Aaron Judge come out, do it all natural, and kind of put a nice clear cloud back over the game of baseball, making it more pure. So for me, you know, I said it once again, you still have to hit the ball. So it's going to be hard for me to just, you know, take anything away from Barry Bonds. But to see what he's done in this era, I was able to come in, you know, in the early 2000s, and I played for 15 years. The stuff is better. The pitchers have better stuff. The talent is much better. Now, I don't know if they're better pitchers, but the stuff, the quality is much better. So what he's able to do, as hitters have gotten worse, averages have went down, homers have went down. I mean, you can't really take anything away from him. I know a lot of people will say, hey, in their eyes, he is the home run leader, and I wouldn't argue with him at all.
Cameron Maben, former MLB player, yes, an MLB network analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Cam, I've been saying it all morning that, to me, Aaron Judge is the LeBron James of baseball. Obviously, the physique, right, you know, the frame, the sides, the power in which he plays, but also the fact that I've said this to Max and Key, that I'm that dude that remembers things that have happened, right, especially with organizations, like little things that have been said by management. I know a lot of things change. Like, you know, we always talk about Fat Joe saying, you know, yesterday's price is not today's price. And we had Tim Kirchen on earlier talking about now it's going to be $300+ million for Aaron Judge. If you're Aaron Judge and the way you were kind of slighted to a degree by a team that, you know, you were raised in, essentially, do you see Aaron Judge having that type of personality when it's all said and done? If they make a deep World Series run to say, you know what, appreciate you, New York, but you had a chance to build with me. At this point, you chose not to. And now I'm going to go somewhere else, still get my money, and build my own legacy.
Well, I love that, Jay. And one thing, I posted a Twitter pic the other day of Black Youngton. I said, Aaron Judge, this offseason, he's got money going all up and down his arm, and he's holding just a boatload of cash. So he's going to get his paper no matter where he goes. But to add to your point, one thing that I thought could have hindered the Yankees was the fact that Aaron Judge is a guy who takes so much pride in how he moves. He takes so much pride in being respectful to the game, the organization that he plays for. And when they leaked out that information of what the deal was that they offered him, I think it really hit him, you know, in a way of feeling somewhat disrespected on how he moves. So I think when they leaked that information about the money that he turned down at a 30-year-old, and now the media was able to run with it, and we were able to go and say, how was he able to turn down that much money? He's 30 years old. He's only getting older. So I think when you see what he's able to do, I think that little situation, that little scenario of them kind of spilling the beans to the media and to the people, I think that could have a little bit of hindrance on whether he comes back and it's all easy. But I think for sure he's going to play the field and see what happens when it comes to free agency.
Cam, you know him.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
Cam, you know him well. You play with him, so you have a little bit of understanding in the clubhouse on how guys think, right? What's more important to him? Is it the respect getting the money? Is it the respect getting the money and being a Yankee? Or is it respect getting the money and being a in the lines with all the great Yankees out in the outfield? You know, all those guys that's out there. What's more important to him?
That's a tough question, Key, you know, when you put it that way. But I'm going to be real with you. I think, honestly, for him, when you look at certain players, their numbers are going to be there. They're going to put the numbers up. They're going to have, you know, seasons like this. Maybe not like this. But when you look at Aaron Judge healthy, he's going to put up numbers. So I think it comes to a point where he's got to start looking at, and I think he is looking at, where can I win a championship? Because now when you look at a season like this, and a historic season, if you can cement that with a championship, now you're talking about legendary status. Now you're talking about a baseball great, possibly the face of baseball, as we talk about Ohtani and Trout so much. So I think for him, he's got to be leaning towards what's going to be the best fit as far as winning a championship moving forward And then again, when you talk about pinstripes, I don't know where he could go other than the Dodgers, possibly San Francisco, to have a similar type of nostalgia that you get when you put on the Yankees pinstripes. There's just no place like it. So he's the kind of guy too. You know, for me, get out the checkbook. You cannot let this guy go. He's the guy that young guys will rally around in the clubhouse. They will come to play. They will put the selfish stuff aside and realize that there's one task at hand, and that's winning ball games, and that's what matters in New York. So for him, I think it's more important for the Yankees to bring him back. You know, and again, the ball's just really his court, Key, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'll be real with you, Cam and Key and Max here. Like, the day of player empowerment is upon us, right? Like, we've seen it so many times. And I think the whole prestige of, like, being in New York, nobody cares as much. So, like, back in the day, and I get – But
Jay.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. That's why I know that there is. I know that there is, like, the pinstripes, the Yankees. I get all the history. I understand all that. I do, Cameron, a lot. But it does feel like what's happening in baseball now, we're seeing that's happening in basketball as much, where guys are like, yo, I can make this market that spot because my brand is big. My brand is the elite brand.
Like, yeah, but you can't go make Cleveland. You can't.
There you go.
You know, Milwaukee, but he's not going to make Milwaukee hotter. You know,
I'm not saying that, Cam, but
Cleveland
I'm saying,
hotter. He's not going to make Cincinnati hotter. You know, so I understand what you're saying, Jay, but you know, I went 8 years before I was even, you know, able to see the playoffs. When I tell you, there's something different about walking through Yankee Stadium clubhouse, putting that uniform on, that jersey on. It's different, man. 15 years, and that's the one organization. A World Series in 2017, that's one place where it's different. You can feel it in your bones.
Let me sum it up.
You can feel the investment in the fans. So, again, I feel you, Jay. And, again, that could be me. I'm a history fan. I'm a big fan of history and people that came before us. This is a generation of, like you said, it's all about me and getting mine and putting myself on. So, I feel you to an extent.
Cameron, here's the thing, and you know I'm a huge Yankees fan my whole life, right? But here's the bottom line, what Jay is saying that's real. The real leverage against the Yankees, even if it's San Francisco that might make the most serious play, are two teams, the Mets and the Red Sox, right? The Yankees cannot let a near triple crown, home run record-breaking, homegrown monster, face of the franchise, everything you just said about him, walk out the door and go to Boston or go to Queens. Cannot happen, right? That's the leverage. Because if it does, the brand is going to be tarnished forever. The Yankees, in their history, they always get Babe Ruth. They always get Reggie Jackson. They never let the dude walk out the door, not if they want him. Reggie, they thought was old. They were wrong, and they let him go. But they never lose that guy when they want him. What would it mean if they let Aaron Rodgers, if the Red Sox or Mets signed Aaron Judge?
It would be devastating for the Yankees fan base. I mean, when you look at this, since Derek Jeter, they've been looking for this guy. They've been waiting for the next guy. You know, CeCe Sabathia out the door. You know, they're looking, who's going to be that next cornerstone piece? Yeah, I mean, prospects, you know, I was always taught it means nothing but suspect. It means you haven't done anything lately. So you have guys that could come through the pipeline. It's tough to go out and find a guy like Aaron Judge. Now, you can go to free agency a year from now and possibly go get a Juan Soto and try to get younger. That's always a possibility. But it would be devastating, I think, to the fan base. I mean, again, and if you're a Yankees fan, Max, these fans are invested. So when you ask that question, the fan base would be devastated to see a guy like Aaron Judge leave and go out the door. And again, to your point, you know, you said it. You know, I mentioned some lower budget teams, but, I mean, if he went to Queens – with the money that they have over there, I mean, like you said, it would be complete mayhem in the city of New York.
But it's still not the Stripes, and it's still not the Dodgers, and it's still not Duke basketball. It's a difference. It's not USC football. It's not the same. And I understand what you're saying, Jay, about this player empowerment. Guess what? LeBron James went from Cleveland to L.A., okay? He was winning in Cleveland. He said, man, I got to be part of this dynasty, these Lakers, that's just how it is. But I get what you're saying on the player empowerment thing. I understand that.
Yeah, Cameron, along the lines of what Key is saying, though, is there, so there's an inflection point sometimes, or there's a moment where the world's the same forever, and then all of a sudden you wake up and the world's a little different, right? So that's what the crux of this argument's about. Key's like, no, the brand of the pinstripes, that's the number one team in American sports history. Jay's like, yeah, but you know what? Stuff can change. So how much of this moment where Aaron Judge decides to play has to do with that, has to do with the, like, how big a change moment would that be for baseball?
It would be huge. And again, I can't lie, Jay's right. Jay's right from the standpoint of look at where guys are doing. Freddie Freeman out in L.A., the paradigm's changing of where guys want to go and how guys want to move. So you are right about that. So it could be big for the game. Now, I don't think it would hurt the game. I think Yankees fans would be the ones that are more devastated to see him go and see what's going out the door. But again, I think this playoff is going to determine a lot about what he decides to do, how that works out for them. It's huge right now. What's moving forward, what's looming over the Yankees right now, I think it's playoffs, it's World Series or bust. And I think at the end of the day, what they do in the playoffs will determine whether or not he decides, if he really wants to come back to the pinstripe. Because, again, there's a lot that comes with it as well, too.
Yeah. But, see, Cam, this is why I go back to the LeBron James, right? Like, granted, LeBron James drafted by his hometown, leaves his hometown, goes down to Miami, learns, what a winning organization actually looks like. Right, what it feels like to lead that team, then goes back to Cleveland to actually get them a championship. That was the only reason he actually then went out to L.A. to a degree, Key, because he got it done at home, right, for his city. First NBA championship in the franchise's history. That's why, for me, it's just interesting. With what you talked about, Cam, them leaking information, like how I've heard Aaron Judge is, if they make a deep run, I'm sitting there looking at San Francisco, like they have all the pieces, right, like, they have the backing, they have the foundation. I'm not saying it's like the Yankees, but that's home. It's different when Devontae Adams going closer to home.
Jay, I can't lie. Jay, I said this in closed doors, and now I'm going to go ahead and say it because I'm learning. I'm going to be honest. This is what, Jay, we're sharing brainwaves. I literally said the same thing as far as, and again, we're talking about San Francisco. Ain't like they don't know how to win out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Again, I know they struggled this year. They also finished strong, so. Is a place that, again, there's no place like home. People say it all the time. And a guy like him, he can play anywhere. His poise, his character, he's built for any situation. And, that would be something fans should be worried about, if you live in New York City.
Hey, before
San Francisco is certainly a landing spot.
For sure.
San Francisco, for sure. But as a baseball player, Cam, San Francisco Giants have a history, though.
No doubt.
It ain't the Yankees.
It's a heritage franchise.
It ain't the Yankees or the Dodgers, but it ain't the Milwaukee Brewers
it's
either.
It's Willie Mays and Barry Bonds. Come on.
Exactly.
It's one of them.
That's a big juggernaut in Major League Baseball.
But I want to get to the playoffs right now for the Yankees, guys. The big news for me is not only Aaron Judge. I mean, he can carry a team even in the playoffs, but Gerrit Cole just broke Ron Guidry's strikeout record for the club last night. I was a little kid when Guidry struck out 248 and that 25-3 that year. Cole just is up to 257 now. And Luis Severino comes back. Cameron, he's topping 100 miles an hour on the gun and going 7 no-hit innings. When you combine that with Nestor Cortez, that frontline starting pitching is looking right for the playoffs. But the bullpen, which was a strength early in the season, is kind of a mess. What goes on here?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of what you've seen in the past from the Yankees is, the bullpen almost getting worn down and kind of hitting a wall going into October, which scares me at the end of the day. And I think that's why I go back to a move that kind of still blows my mind, and that's trading Jordan Montgomery. One thing that I know you need come October is depth at the starting rotation because, like you said, Max, when you have a bullpen that's struggling and you have 4 or 5 starters now, those 4 or 5 guys can go and be the bridge guys to whoever you might have close the game, whoever you might be looking at to end the game and shut the door. So for me, they're going to need those guys that you just named, Gerrit Cole, Luis Severino, Nestor Cortez. They're going to need those guys to go deep in games. They're going to need those guys to get through lineups 2 and 3 times if they want to have a chance. You've seen Zach Britton come back. He's been all over the place trying to find his rhythm, trying to find his way. Clay Holmes, again, up and down this whole second half. Aroldis Chapman, you don't know what you're going to get out of him right now. So, you know, I like what they're getting back in Luis Severino. He looks healthy. I like what they did. They can rush him back. But for me, I'm going to go a little step further, Max. And I think DJ LeMahieu, I think he's going to be the X factor. We saw what he was doing when he was healthy.
Love that.
Ran into that toe injury that really, really affected him in the box. It didn't allow him to stay connected and grounded as he swung. So seeing him back in the lineup, I want to see him healthy. Gleyber Torres is as hot as you want to see him going into October. Stanton starting to look like the October killer that you're going to see pop up. So DJ LeMahieu, I think that's the guy who I want to see healthy, getting on base and kind of setting the tone at the top of the order for the Yankees. I think he's going to be the X factor.
Cameron, who's playing the best right now heading into the playoffs? Like, not who's the best team? Who's playing?
You don't want to hear it, Jay. Atlanta Braves, baby.
Damn it.
I hate to say it. You know what I mean? At the beginning of this whole season, you know, my pick was I saw a Subway Series. When I looked at the rosters, I said, you know what? The Mets, I think they have the best roster. You know, they don't strike out. They put the ball in play. They can get out. But right now, the Braves are peaking the way you want to peak going into October, and they scare me. I mean, they pitch well. The strikeouts are coming down. They're having competitive at-bats. They pretty much smother you as a lineup. And then when you look at their rotation, they don't have as many household names, you know, like the Jacob deGroms and the Max Scherzers. But, I mean, some of these guys that they have in their rotation, Max Fried, you got Charlie Morton who's coming back. The young kid, what's his name? Spencer. I can't remember his name. I mean, he's leading the National League in strikeouts. I mean, they have it all, man. I mean, Kenley Jansen looking like a rejuvenated Kenley coming in and just blowing doors off of guys, shutting the doors. So the Atlanta Braves, Jay, I hate to say it, they look like the best team coming in October.
Yeah, we're going to rock Kenley Jansen, and we're going to rock him at Chavez Ravine. Yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait to see him.
Either you do your thing against your team or you get shoved against your own squad. So you know it's either going to go one or two ways.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm salty about
that. That is Cameron Maybin, ladies and gentlemen, former MLB player. You can see him on the YES Network and MLB Network, a network analyst. Thank you so much, Cameron, as always.
Telling you, Cam, nobody cares
about
the pinstripes.
My guys, all right, shout out to the big wide receivers. Oh. You know it, Keith.
Oh, that's blasphemy. Yes, sir. Don't say nobody cares about the pinstripes. Stop that.
Fans care more about the pinstripes right now than the players do. Just trying to tell you.
Oh, well, okay, that's been the case in sports.
You're right. That is true, Jay.
Yeah.
That is true.
All right. Shut up, Jay. Thanks, Cam.
All right, Cam. Don't listen to Jay, Max. Jay over there with the new air, new wave. Oh, it's player empowerment. Oh, man, stop.
Hey, dude, I'm just trying to tell you what time it is, Key.
Hey, by the way, every game of the Major League Baseball postseason will be on ESPN Radio. I'm just telling you. Get that ESPN app, man. You won't miss a thing. Is there a quarterback controversy in Dallas?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brush under pressure, throws deep. Skinny post, walk in, CeeDee Lamb.
Cooper Rush is a heck of a lot better than I thought he'd be.
I just can't say enough about how his play has done for this team this season.
No, they shouldn't stick with Cooper Rush if Dak Prescott is healthy and ready to go. What they should do is stick to the Cooper Rush game plan.
He doesn't have the talent to take that offense to a different level, and that's why I don't think there'll be a controversy.
Woo! Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That's a woo moment for Key right there. Oh, he's got the Michael Jackson snaps and everything.
That's my whenever I hear Mike, just, you know, it's just something about his music.
Yeah,
I,
sure.
Way you make. I mean, feel, I ain't gonna apologize to nobody. It's just something about his music.
I'll tell you something else. He is. You know what's underrated about Michael Jackson? His singing. His sing, like he can. He
voice,
could,
man.
His voice was underrated. One of the all-time great voices. Like, no, people don't really dwell on that because it's
literally.
Huh? What's
his
that?
Voice. It's literally his voice. Even when he's not singing, he had an interesting voice.
That's true. His speaking voice was even more interesting than his singing voice.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, Jay, I just want, you know, let you know that I watch you play in college.
There's soft-spoken, and then there's Michael Jackson. Huh? What? Mike? What? Huh?
That's how it gets you. It makes you lean in.
Come closer.
By the way, download the app if you don't have. I'm sure you have ESPN app on your phone. If you have a phone, you have us with wherever you go. Click on the ESPN app, lower right-hand corner, more. Click on it, scroll down to listen live. Boom, we're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jerry Jones guy says quarterback Dak Prescott is not ready yet. But he left the door open for Sunday. Listen to this on 105.3 The Fan.
It's better. He's going to go out there every day and make progress toward being able to grip the ball. Considering the location of the injury, I don't know that you could make any more progress.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play. We're just starting the week. Let's see how the week goes.
We're just starting the week. Let's see how the week goes.
Just use your regular speaking voice. Is Jerry setting Dak up for failure if he returns week five against the Rams, Key?
No, let's just assume that he's ready to go. I don't think he will be setting him up for failure. This is not a shoulder. This is not a knee. This is not a back. This is not a situation where you're going to get tackled to the ground or you're going to get hit really hard. Now, look, he has pins and screws or whatever in his thumb or his throwing hand. I understand that. Yes, he could still – what's the likelihood of him hitting a helmet again or something along those lines? It's more about being able to grip it and rip it. If he can't put his hands around that football and let it go, then he's not ready to go. You're sitting at 3-0 in the season with Cooper Rush at the quarterback spot. You figured out this recipe. Whatever this Cooper Rush – delicious recipe is, if Dak Prescott comes back, stick with that. Don't start all of a sudden feeling like you've got to put everything on this quarterback. And I don't think Mike McCarthy will. And I like the job that Mike McCarthy and his staff has done thus far throughout this season. Yes, they're sitting at 3-1, 3-0 with Cooper Rush, but they figured something out. Whatever that something is, if they think he's limited in certain areas, okay, so make Dak Prescott limited in certain areas such due time that you need him to make a certain throw.
Here's
or
an
you
analogy.
Need him to do a certain thing.
Key, here's an analogy. You always make food analogies, right? So you have a certain simple recipe, right? Not too just simple. It comes out just right. Now you get the extra high-quality meat, right? The Kobe beef or whatever, right? Now all of a sudden you want to dress it up and make it all fancy. It's not as good, right? You got to keep it simple.
Simple.
So, okay. Jay, that may be. I get it. Let's say Dak is better than Cooper Rush. Certainly has a long track record of excellence, and Cooper Rush does not.
Of course he's better than Cooper Rush.
Right. Yeah. Eyeball test and the track record. However, Cooper Rush, as a starting quarterback in the NFL, is now
4-0.
He is top
five.
Still
small sample size.
Small sample size. The eyeball test doesn't look the same as some of the great quarterbacks in the league, but his top five QBR. He looks pretty good. He steps in, he climbs the pocket, does all those things.
Yeah, I'm like, I know, Max, but when you say he doesn't look, I'm like, the ball is coming
out nice.
I'll take that.
Comes out right.
That's what I'm saying.
Take that.
Okay.
Right. Boom, give me that. Go on.
I'm just giving Dak the benefit of the doubt, not just in terms of track record, but in terms of athlete eyeball test, okay? I'm just saying, who cares why they're winning? If you're winning, why would you ever stop?
Well, that's why I let him go in the game versus the Rams. I mean, obviously – listening to Jerry Jones makes me come to the conclusion that Dak isn't ready yet, Key, to grip it and rip it.
No, he's not ready.
Right? So if he's not ready, you stick with the game plan. Here's what I do want to do, though, because on every other show, whenever we have a chance to pounce upon him, we do it. Right? We talk about Dak. We talk about Cooper Rush. We talk about Jerry Jones. We always have bad things to say about Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's doing one hell of a job with this team. Like, they stuck with the game plan. Now, you can say that's Dan Quinn, whatever way you want to do it, But at the end
it's
of
the
day,
enemy.
It always comes up back up to the top, right? So if we're going to kill Mike McCarthy for when they're doing bad, we have to openly, publicly praise him for when they're exceeding expectations. Well, nobody thought they were going to win
point.
Three
Come
games
on.
Why, with Cooper
that's
Rush.
Why I just said, that's why I just said they're doing whatever their game plan is.
It's working.
Whatever you mixed up, don't screw it up. Stay right yep. there, Mike McCarthy. You're doing – you and your staff have figured something out with Cooper Rush. Just leave that alone. If you like Max was saying in the food analogy, if you got to put a little seasoning on it, then put a little season on it when the time – you know, you cook it up because you know how it is. Chef Max, Keith. You go to some people's house, it's bland. You know how that goes, right? Fresh out the package and on the grill. Nothing seasoned up.
You got to take it a little something on there. Yeah.
Yeah, you put a little something on it with Dak Prescott.
Pepper flakes, at least a little something.
Yeah, you know you got that. You got some Lowry seasoning salt with Dak. Doesn't mean you need to use it, though.
A little adobo.
You know, you don't need to necessarily use it.
Hey, look, how much of it is this? Jay, you're right to give McCarthy his props. He deserves it because he's been winning.
Yeah, Jay.
How much of that is Micah Parsons? Management. I want to mention, when everyone said the Cowboys were dead in the water when Dak went down, what I said at the time was, this is why I don't know that it's over for them yet. A lot of weeks, they're going to step onto the field, and they're going to have the best player on either side of the ball in Micah Parsons. And you know what? That may be true no matter who you play. Micah Parsons might be the best player in football. He's that good. I'm not saying he's proven it yet. I'm saying on a week-to-week basis, it may be. Like, the only defensive player comparable to me is Donald, even though they do different things.
But, Coach, he has proven it, right? Every single week, he's proving it. And this is a week-to-week business anyway. Yeah. No matter how old you are and no matter how great you are, Tom Brady every single week is either proving it or not proving it. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Donald. It's every single week, and every week Michael Parsons is making a difference on the defensive side of the ball for the Dallas Cowboys. He certainly plays a huge role in why they're 3-0. It allows the other frontline guys to get the penetration, to be able to have twists and stunts and ETs and do different things for Dan Quinn on the defensive side of the ball. And look, the Cowboys right now are in a situation – where they just – the Rams aren't good. The Rams, they trying to find themselves. And if you go in there and you put your foot on the Rams' throat, you are now 4-1. Whatever happens with the Eagles happens with the Eagles. Let's assume you lose to the Eagles.
Don't let Cooper Rush beat the Eagles. Don't let him beat the Eagles.
That doesn't mean that the season is lost. That just means you got another loss on your record, but you're sitting nice and pretty at 4-2. And then if you want to bring Dak back if he's not playing the Eagles game, you got essentially what most people would say is a cupcake between the Lions and the Bears. You right. should be able to beat them before you travel to Green Bay. And then Minnesota, which I don't think is a great football team anyway. I just don't I don't see it. I don't like them. Then you take on the Giants at home that you've already beaten once with Cooper Rush.
All right.
Then you got the Colts, the Texans, and the Jags.
We're going to move on to Baker Mayfield in Carolina. But before we do, next segment, Key, I need to know first from you, if Cooper Rush, the answer it on the other side of the break, if Cooper Rush beats the Rams and the Eagles, are you still, don't tell me yet, are you still starting Dak? Even if Cooper Rush looks good, beats the Rams and Eagles, at, you know, against, who is it after the Eagles?
Detroit.
Against the Lions. Is it already over for Baker Mayfield in Carolina?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
I hear he's really tall, though.
Whoa, Wembanyama, right?
So Wabayama.
Wabayama.
I mean, that's I don't know. Look, his name is Victor, man. Just I'm gonna start calling by his first.
You know, you would think I would know how to pronounce Antetokounmpo.
RJ would say V-Dub.
V-Dub. V-Dub. I'd be giving everybody nicknames, Key, all the time.
I mean, hey, holy moly. This dude. Key, he's looking at the top of Kareem's head and playing like that. He's 7'4".
What was Yao? 7'6".
But he wasn't playing like this, though. He had a different game. He had that old school back to the basket slow center game. This dude.
Where did he come from, Jay?
So, I mean, overseas, I mean, he plays for Metropolitans 92. I've been watching him for a year now just because I've heard Giannis talk about him. Mm-hmm. He, to me, and Alan Yates came on, was like he's Rudy Gobert with the Kevin Durant kind of skill set to a degree. I mean, he's 7'4", so it's like imagine KD, Giannis, and Rudy Gobert kind of all squashed together. Like, and I'm not saying he's going to reach that pinnacle, but, I mean, the ceiling feels like it's that. I mean, he's 7'4", so obviously he could just dunk the ball standing up, but which is crazy. But, his footwork, it's like you're watching the guard. It's like what the next iteration of what the league is going to be, man.
But at some point, don't you become too tall?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to tell you, when you watch a highlight, you see the way he moves more like a guard. He's not one of those 7'4 cats that you feel like is stiff and upright and they can get hurt. Like, his game has way more fluidity than that.
The reason I say at some point don't you become too tall, because in a minute he's going to be eye to eye with the damn rim.
I mean, he already is eye to eye with the rim.
So when you shooting, you're shooting a certain way, Jay, right?
This is why I was drafted second. Because damn Yao Ming. Like, you ever watching, being on the court, Key? Like, I've always, you see cats. Like, I played against Julius Peppers in college. I'm like, Julius, that's a massive dude. But, standing next to Yao and watching him doing, the Mike and Ike drill, no lie, Key, he was not jumping and dunking the ball. Like, you know how you do it with the left hand and you grab the rear on the right hand?
Like dunking the ball in your living room with your kids.
Wembanyama, though, he looks like...
Right, Jay? Like one of those little Nerf little thingies in the house.
Yes. Just,
but Key, he looks like... How'd you describe him? Cross between who?
Like Giannis and KD and Rudy Gobert.
Like Giannis, KD, Gobert. You put them all into a machine that combines them all and stretches them out, makes them a lot taller. Like, it's bananas. This kid is bananas. This is nuts.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app and scroll down to Live Radio. We're right there. ESPNU nowadays, guys. You can download the podcast, listen on the smart speaker. But that app, man, once I discovered the app, take us wherever you go live, presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Key, before we move on to Baker Mayfield, I need to know the answer. But really, I want you to just not knee-jerk, like really think about it. Cooper Rush looks right, maybe even a little better because he has more reps now and he beats the Rams. He's stepping up into the pocket. The way you said the ball comes out, it's all looking right and even a little plus, right? A little more, he's getting a little more comfortable. They're trying a few more things, it's working. Then he plays the Eagles on the road, goes into Philly, hands the Eagles their first loss. But this time he has your formula, but he throws a couple more touchdowns than you might expect. Like, he has a real nice game. This kid is turning into something, right? Not just riding the wave of the defense, doing that plus. Now Dak is ready to come back against Detroit. Are you bringing him back against Detroit, yes or no?
So we going 649 yards over two games.
Yes.
We're going to go five touchdowns and zero turnovers.
Let's say give him a pick. Give him one pick. Give him a pick. Five touchdowns and a pick.
I can't give him a pick because the pick is going to – okay, give him a pick.
Yeah, give him a
pick.
It
fell off the – he saw off the receiver's hands. He threw it. Yeah, he threw it and the linebacker dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be my record at that point?
With him?
You'd be 6
5. You'd be 5-0.
No, but overall.
6-1, right?
You'd be 5-1. Right,
he's 3-0 now, right?
Yeah, he's 3-0. Yeah, you'd be 5-1 overall, 5-0 with Cooper Rush, 6-0 with Cooper Rush lifetime.
No, I gotta go back to Dak because it's too early in the season. If you said to me that the Cowboys, if you said to me Dak Prescott got hurt in the third game of the season as opposed to the first game of the season, and he went on a 6-0 tear in the middle portion of the season, then that would change the way that I would approach it, because I'm approaching a playoff run at this point. Now I may not want to disrupt the team by bringing Dak Prescott back. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you go on a 6-0 run in the middle to the end of the season, it's different than at the beginning of the season because there's so much time left in the season that if something goes wrong with Dak Prescott struggling a little bit, you still have games that you can burn because your division and all in the playoffs, you can still get in. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I'm not
touching. Five ain't strong enough.
Oh, but Key,
it's just not at this portion
then you're
of the
bring,
season.
You know what? He's even more set up for failure, Dak, then, because Detroit's not so bad. If you happen to lose that game, you haven't played in a while, the whole thing. If you happen to lose that game after this dude went 5-0,
you got the Bears.
That's okay,
next.
Though. It ain't nothing, but you're 5-2 now.
But my thing is setting expectations. Even if Dak and them were to lose to Detroit, it would be a bad loss. But like everybody on the planet recognizes, Key, that the ceiling is a Super Bowl champion team with Dallas, with Dak under the center. You know what I mean?
They didn't say that before the season started. They're only saying that since
the
homeboy took over the team. Cooper Rush took over the team. That's only since he took over the team.
No one preseason said.
Not really.
There were a few people, but they were talking about the defense and the Eagles catching the Cowboys and kind of being uneven playing.
Yes, but no one said Cowboys Super Bowl this season. In fact, I was on the radio multiple times talking about the fact that it's making me nervous.
You're right. No one was definitively saying they're going to the Super Bowl.
And then Dak played week one and lost.
The only people that are saying they're going to the Super Bowl are people that played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, right.
Michael Irvin,
myself. That doesn't count.
Swaggoo.
But still, you know. Still, they played week one with that same defense. Dak lost. Still, no one's talking Super Bowl. Since over the last 4 weeks, since Cooper Rush has manned the position and the defense and did everything the way Key's talking about, hasn't turned the ball over, now people are talking Super Bowl.
Well,
if they beat the Rams and Eagles with Cooper Rush, you're still going
to
switch.
Turned into a top-tier defense in the league.
Yeah, okay. But what happens in this situation, and you know it in basketball differently, Jay, certain things that you do affects the other side of the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you playing half-court basketball or running the floor or whatever but not playing defense because you're not getting back, it's going to affect your offense. And it's the same way. If Cooper Rush is giving the ball to the other team, the defense is on the field too long, it's going to wear them down. Or if all of a sudden we look up and every time we're getting inside the 20, we can't score. All we're doing is kicking field goals or we're missing field goals. And then a team goes down there and scores, they're 4 points up on us. And now it affects the defense. Or the defense gets three and out, and you go back out there and you throw a pick on the first play of the game. It affects the defense. And so, I mean, on the first play of the series, you affects the defense. And I think because of where Cooper Rush is at 3-0 and the way he's playing, and not him, the game plan, so to speak, what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball, because they're not scoring a lot of points, but they're not giving the football to the other team. So, therefore, the opportunities aren't there for the other team to go down the field and score.
Key, I think it would be a different
– Yes. That helps the defense become better.
I'm not touching the thing that's working.
Yeah. No, but you can put Dak Prescott and do the same thing, no matter. Okay.
Maybe you can.
If you told me Cooper Rush is throwing for over 300 yards per game and they were scoring 40 points combined, okay, great, because now I'm seeing more of the upside.
Can I do the key? 246 yards, two touchdowns, interceptions.
Wait, Max, making –
got him in field goal range at the end of the game on the road. Right, like that's what I'm talking about. If you keep doing that, your money.
Do you entrust Cooper Rush to make the big plays when you need to make big plays?
I don't know, but I'm willing to find out if he's not losing games. I'll find out.
I mean, the dude, in all honesty, though, as the only guy on this show that's ever caught a pass from a professional football player.
I mean, I still haven't even caught a pass.
Jay can toss me something right there in a game.
That clarifies it. There you go.
No, in all seriousness, the ball, it just looks right. I don't know what that means, but it just looked right. It looked comfortable. Like CeeDee Lamb has, in my eyes, emerged as a number one wide receiver in 4 weeks. He's all of a sudden looking like, oh, okay. It looks right.
I listen very carefully when Keith says that or when you say something like that about basketball, Jay, because when you're like, look, I can't tell you, it just looks right. That's from decades of practice and experience looking, and you blink and you can see it, and I got to pay attention to that.
He may come out against the Rams on the first play and throw a pick six. I don't know.
We have 30 seconds, guys. Yes or no? Is it over for Baker and Carolina?
As a starter this year or just in general? Not as a starter this year. That's the only guy he got.
Yeah,
I mean, it's over for me. Now, I mean, he'll play, but Baker feels like it's over to me.
How much added pressure does the Aaron Judge home run chase put on the Yankees to win a championship now? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max back after this, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.